This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. David John Ainsworth, Appellant, decided June 13, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In Division State of Missouri, Respondent, Numbers SD38491 v. Filed June 13, 2025. David John Ainsworth, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Polk County. Honorable Michael O. Hendrickson, Judge affirmed, introduction. Following a bench trial, David John Ainsworth was convicted of driving without a valid license, a Class E felony, and leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident, a Class A misdemeanor. One in one point on appeal, Ainsworth argues there was insufficient evidence to support his conviction for driving without a license because the evidence did not demonstrate he was driving on a public road. We find the evidence and its reasonable 1C, paragraph 302.020.11 and 577.0060. All statutory references are to RSMO CUM, subsetted sets 2022. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2025. Two available inferences are sufficient to conclude Ainsworth was driving on a public road. As such, we deny Ainsworth's point and affirm the judgment of the trial court. Facts and procedural history. It is uncontested in this appeal that Ainsworth backed into a parked car on a private drive at a residence outside of Pleasant Hope, Missouri. A surveillance camera at the scene recorded the accident. Ainsworth, alone, got out of his car, looked at the damage to victim's parked vehicle for approximately 2 minutes, and then drove off. Authorities were alerted, and approximately 3 hours after the incident, they found Ainsworth, again alone, with his car in a convenience store parking lot in Pleasant Hope. At that time, Ainsworth admitted to rear-ending victim's vehicle and said he had, in the interim, been attempting to fix the damage to his car and obtain money to repair victim's vehicle. Ainsworth was charged with driving without a valid license and leaving the scene of an accident. Ainsworth waived his right to trial by jury and following a bench trial, at which he presented no evidence, the trial court found him guilty of both offenses. The trial court sentenced Ainsworth to 3 years imprisonment as to driving without a license and 1 year's imprisonment as to leaving the scene of an accident, with the sentences to be served concurrently. In one point on appeal, Ainsworth challenges there was insufficient evidence to support his conviction for driving without a license, in that there was no evidence that he was driving on a public road. 3. Standard of review. When considering the sufficiency of the evidence on appeal, this court must determine whether sufficient evidence permits a reasonable juror to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. State v. Boyd, 659, SWW 3D 914, 925, Mobank 2023, internal citation omitted. In making that determination, great deference is given to the trier of fact, and an appellate court will not weigh the evidence anew. Internal citation omitted. When determining whether the evidence presented was sufficient to support a conviction and withstand a motion for judgment of acquittal, the evidence and all reasonable inferences are viewed in the light most favorable to the outcome, and all contrary evidence and inferences are ignored. State v. Minor, 648 SWBU 3D 721 736, Mobank 2022. This court, however, cannot supply missing evidence or give the state the benefit of unreasonable, speculative, or forced inferences. State v. Nowicki, 682 SW 3D 410 418, Mobank 2024, internal citation omitted. Analysis. Ainsworth argues there was insufficient evidence to support his conviction for driving without a license. He concedes he lacked a driver's license at the time of the events underlying the now challenged conviction, and that Ainsworth struck the victim's parked vehicle in a private driveway and left, but suggests the record contains no direct proof that Ainsworth ever drove on a public highway, an essential element of the crime of driving without a license. Emphasis added. Section 302.020 sets out the crime of operating a vehicle without a license, and in relevant part directs, it shall be unlawful for any person to operate any vehicle upon any highway in this state unless the person has a valid license. 4. Or 302.20.1.1. Highway is defined as any public thoroughfare for vehicles, including state roads, county roads, and public streets, avenues, boulevards, parkways, or alleys in